And we are joined here in the studio by the one, the only, Gene Bolduc,
the
the
one, the
host
only.
of the Weekend Water Cooler here on WCHL. How are you?
Well, I'm hot, Aaron.
Yes.
I was just thinking about
That's just true in a general sense, though.
I was just thinking about from now on when you say National Ice Cream Day, it's mandatory that you say while supplies last.
While supplies are still frozen,
while supplies are still in the ice cream form.
In these ice cream form,
after
yeah.
that, it's National Cream Day.
I always liked it. Like, you get the ice cream cone, and everyone always said that I was weird, but this is wrong. They're wrong, and I'm right.
Okay. I just accept that immediately. You don't even have
right.
to explain.
I always liked the half-melted ice cream more than the really, really
because
hard
it's like
stuff.
All over
because
you,
it's
or?
Kind of, well, no, because,
yeah,
I mean,
okay.
if you get it in like a bowl, like you get a bowl
okay.
of ice cream,
okay.
what I would do is I'd maybe take one or two bites, but then I'd wait for it to soften up just a little bit, and then I'd stir it.
Stir it. Or,
so it's almost like not quite the consistency of a
so
shake,
yeah.
but close.
So it's more
That's
a slurry?
I really like it.
Yeah,
yeah, a little bit,
okay.
yeah.
That is a little weird.
It is a little
but
weird.
But actually, what it might be is that maybe your first job was at DQ, and you invented the Blizzard and didn't
oh,
know
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That could be it. Because,
yeah.
see, then basically if you take that and you do it in a super cold container,
mm-hmm.
you stick a spoon in it, you quickly turn it upside down, but then right side up
Oh,
again.
Yeah, yeah, and nothing falls out.
And nothing falls out,
yeah.
which is really...
It's every kid's
yeah,
first physics
that's,
lesson.
That's
yep.
exactly right.
There
so,
you go.
So thank you, DQ, for teaching physics. It may have come down to mm-hmm. this. Thanks to Betsy DeVos, she can't take away DQ.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
she
what,
doesn't know what viscosity means, but
well,
she can't take away
big,
DQ.
It's a big, big word.
It is a big word.
There's
yeah.
a lot of letters in it, and... It sounds foreign.
But it's English. Every word is foreign. We
okay.
stole every word from
well,
some foreign language. This is what
know,
makes English the
we
this is what make
it.
English the simultaneously the most sort of cosmopolitan universal language but also has the most potential for imperialism
yes.
is the fact that every word in English is mined from some other language, and English is this great hodgepodge of Latin and Germanic plus a whole bunch of other
Correct.
In a way that no other European
language is. And of
course
Americans
is.
Do very special things
oh,
with
yeah,
English
yeah, yeah.
And this is the basis for that wonderful expression that Americans and Britons are two countries separated by a common language.
Yeah, separated
yes.
by a common language.
Yes,
that's
yes.
right.
That's,
yeah.
That about wraps it all up.
Yeah.
So happy National Ice Cream Day, everyone.
There you go.
Stay cool.
It is really interesting, though, because I was talking last week with Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
We do our talking books. We recommend books to each other. And I recommended last week, this was like right after the 4th of July, so we were
right.
doing patriotism, America,
right.
American ideas and values. And David Hackett Fisher has a book called Liberty and Freedom,
mm-hmm.
Which are two words that you think of as being synonymous. They mean the same thing, but liberty comes from Latin and freedom comes from German, and the roots of the word are just a little bit different from each other, and then
yeah.
we use them in different ways. Like,
right.
you don't think of... Like, when you think of Ron Paul, you think of liberty but not freedom. When you think of Martin Luther King
right.
Jr.,
you
think
of
freedom,
freedom
but not
liberty.
Liberty. Yeah.
That's correct.
Which is really interesting.
That's about a mile deep there, Aaron.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I always liked that. My grad school advisor pointed that out to me, and it's stuck with
They're
me ever
really
since.
They're really not the same
They
thing.
Really are not the same,
They are
yeah.
not the same thing.
Interesting.
Okay.
Anyway, so... Anything going on this week in the news?
Well, you know, as you know, I'm a political junkie, so I've
uh-huh.
been terribly bored recently and just nothing to think about or do. I you know,
it's
there
good
are,
to be a political junkie because there is a lot of junk in
there's
politics.
There's a lot of junk
days.
In politics,
yeah.
that's right. And, you know, anyway, it's a family program. So, you know, there I was, innocently enough, watching two, you know, nation's leaders, the
mm-hmm.
President of the United States and the President of France. And I watched the President of the United States talking about his son, his oldest son, the oldest of his five children, Don Jr.,
yeah.
and calling him, he's a good kid. He's a good kid.
Yeah.
The good kid, you know, is
That's
two
fair.
Weeks younger than the guy standing next to him, the president of France.
Yeah.
That I felt
that,
a little
no,
embarrassed
that's
for him
that's
for
fair.
Saying
I
such
think
a silly thing.
My parents probably still think of me as a kid a little bit. So
yeah,
I can,
but
I
you
can
know, I don't
that.
Think I would have said that
yeah.
standing next to a guy who's only 10 days older.
Well, maybe.
You know,
I mean, that's on Macron for being a young guy and
right.
Like,
it's all
let's
his
leave
fault.
Us not forget that Macron married his teacher as well. So there's
yes, and
there's some things going
and,
on
and,
with Macron.
And here's
too.
The great comeback line that didn't happen. Is
uh-huh.
when is when Trump commented on the body of Mrs. Macron.
Oh God, yes.
And, and said, "Oh, you're in great shape. You know, you're beautiful looking. You're in great shape."
Yeah.
Not only did she grab Melania's arm and try to hide behind her, which was a good move on her part.
Yeah.
But she resisted the urge, which she almost certainly had, to say, "Well, yes, Mr. President, you could get to the gym once in a while yourself." What a shame. What a shame.
Yeah.
Or invite him, as Michelle Obama might have, to drop and give me 20 right there. And she could do it, too.
She could have, yeah. Yeah.
See, that's the Michelle Obama's arms,
that's gun
control.
This is the level that we've reached with political discourse.
This is what we're commenting on.
Comparing each other's biceps.
Well, okay, so you want to go a mile deep. So people want to know, why do we care about Russia? Why do we care about the Russia story? Mm. And maybe that meeting didn't mean anything. And so what, attacking? So what, attacking, right?
It's illegal activity.
It is illegal activity.
Yeah.
But look, I'm talking national security risk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I will ask you, and I will ask anyone listening today, right now, live in Chapel Hill, which is everyone.
Which is everyone,
right?
Yeah. Except those not in Chapel
Hill.
We got some people in Carrboro, Hillsboro, Durham.
Well, it's 1 degree cooler in Carrboro,
Chatham,
so it's slightly of a less concern to them. But I will say this, just put on your little imaginary hat for just a moment and just imagine that somebody who doesn't like the United States hacked into our systems today and shut down the power grid mm-hmm. in this community for one day, starting today. Think about what would happen. People would die from that.
Mm-hmm.
Die, not just suffer.
Right.
They wouldn't just sweat. They would die from that. There would be people in the middle of a surgery, and there would be all kinds of terrible things that would happen, because if you shut down the grid, you're really shutting down more than just a slight power failure. Mm-hmm. You're probably hacking into systems and networks and so forth. Even if they can run on auxiliary power, that also means shutting down internet access, the ability of computers to talk to each other.
And
it could be the effect of a magnetic pulse going through the community.
Yeah.
In my mind, this is an extremely serious national security risk, and I've told you this before.
Right.
So I'm ringing a bell that I've rung before, but I hope that we come back to this in a year and say, ha-ha, Gene, you were terrified for nothing. But I remember, and so do you, the summer of 2001, when a lot of people were dismissing George W. Bush and what a knucklehead he is, and look at him, he's playing golf, and blah, blah, blah. And in the meantime, it turns out the national security system was blinking red with risk.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we don't know what's going on with that system right now. This is not something that we would know. And so I think that the terrorism risk is significant, and I don't think it's just in the body of a physical attack on stuff, on buildings and land and property.
And this is a cyber attack you're talking about?
I think
maybe.
That a cyber attack is the next wave of what's dangerous for us.
It's really interesting, because to the extent that that's true, that means you're agreeing with candidate Trump when he just started talking about the cyber and how we needed to really be paying close attention to the cyber. And gee, if only he had actually meant any of those words,
yeah,
as opposed to simultaneously saying that and then turning around at a press conference and actively encouraging
people around,
to
unlocking the back door for the Russians, turning on the lights, leaving the refrigerator open and saying, "I'll be back in a couple hours, do whatever you want."
This is the thing about the state of politics today, because Donald Trump, I think, and the sort of the presidential administration is the apex of this, but it's not like you can single out Donald Trump as being like the one person who does this. This is politics in general, where people don't ever actually mean what they say. Like, very rarely do you hear a political pundit or a politician or an analyst or anyone actually believe the words that are coming out of their mouth. It's all just, for the most part, rationalizations to support whatever position they happen to be taking. And the nice thing about that is that eventually, if a major political figure talks long enough, you'll find something to agree with them on.
Right.
They just won't mean it when they're saying it.
I watched the Republican debate, Aaron, one of them, and when, Jeb Bush, bless his heart, stood up there and said, "Well, my brother kept us safe." Kept us safe. That was just hilarious to me. And Donald Trump just jumped all over him and said, You know that 9/11 happened when your brother was president, right?
Yeah.
He kept us safe except when he didn't.
Mm.
And I literally jumped up out of my chair and applauded.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
you're
right.
Donald Trump is great when he's standing on stage arguing with someone that you also don't like.
As a counterpuncher?
Yeah.
Yeah, look out below. He was good at that.
Yeah.
But you know, as you've pointed out so well, he is one person. He's not the country. We are the country. And there are other things that are going on that are extremely important. One of them is the healthcare debate. And I see that Reverend Barber has been arrested this afternoon in Capitol Hill.
This afternoon?
This afternoon at Capitol Hill.
For the second time this week?
He was arrested on Capitol Hill
earlier this week.
Outside of Mitch McConnell's office.
Okay. I think this was earlier this week, but I don't know.
Well, you could be right.
I really don't know. It's all becoming a blur to me. Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? I was thinking about that earlier today, and I thought, you know, I think that the big thing that happens next, I hope, is that I hope that there's a big rally in Washington, something that would take a little while to put together, maybe for September or so, where Americans circle the Capitol and hold hands and say we're going to protect our democracy and from all comers. We have to, because it looks like the GOP isn't going to do it.
Yeah.
These are the people I'm really worried about now, the rest of the Republican Party.
Yeah. Speaking with Gene Bolduc, Weekend Water Cooler, which airs every weekend on WCHL. Who's your guest this week?
That's right, and there's nothing you can do about it.
That's true.
Our guest is, well, there's something
I mean,
you can
I
do.
I can come in here and... I've got the computer right here. I can take the show out and stick in songs whenever I want.
Well, I take that back then. Takesy-backsies. Yeah. I never said that. Nobody heard
don't
it.
Don't tempt me,
there's
Bolduc.
There's no evidence of that. There was no one else in this meeting. And there's only, you know, five people in the studio right now, as far as you know. So, yeah, our guest this week, I'm happy to say, is Penny Rich, Chef Penny Rich, who shared with me a sample of her gazpacho, a wonderful cold soup made from fresh ingredients from the farmer's market, which she is a strong advocate for. And we had a really interesting discussion about running for public office and the sort of drop-off in interest for running for public office in a community as engaged as ours politically. Mm-hmm. It is surprising that more people don't run for office and that there are so commonly seats that remain, you know, just filled by the incumbent, or that one person runs and that's it and there's no race. And at the risk of spoiling my own program, I will tell you that the bottom line of the conversation is run, people, run.
Yeah.
You know, even if you agree with the person who's already running or who already serves, if you agree with them about 80% of stuff, run anyway.
20%, yep.
If you would serve... If someone asked you, would you be the mayor of Carrboro if you had that chance? Mm-hmm. And your answer was, oh, heck, sure.
Then do it.
There's lots of stuff I'd want to do. Then you should do it. Lydia wants you to do it.
Yeah.
She'll be here shortly. You ask her this question, she's going to say the same thing. If anybody feels that they could serve and would do a good job and they care about issues that would benefit the community, then for heaven's sake, run for office. It benefits the community just to have the race.
Yep.
I say this as someone who ran for office and lost.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And the filing period is open for one more week until Friday the 21st. If you're listening out there and you want to run, run.
Get your running shoes on and run, run, run.
It costs $5.
Yeah, I mean, really, folks, you know, you care. We know
if you care. If you have ideas, do it.
And
yeah,
don't let some amount of common ground with incumbents stop you from offering yourself to serve, because that's what it is.
There you go. Gene Bolduc, Weekend Water Cooler. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Aaron.